Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of This, That, and Those. I really am grateful for you guys letting my voice slip through your ear holes, twisting and turning through those ears of yours into your brain, and letting me be like a little earwig in your brain. I appreciate you guys. I just got done with a beautiful run. I went to the park right by my house. I was gonna just do like a mile or two just on the track or on the path just to get a little workout in. Ended up getting off the path, going up the hills, just took my ear took my earbuds out, just hear like your feet just smells. Enjoying the breeze, the sun's going down right now. Man, it was really nice. I enjoyed it a lot. I got more Sarah Ha messages. I got, here, I'll go right to it and read them to you. You and your girlfriend look really happy. Congrats, bro. We are happy. Sometimes I piss her off a lot, like a lot. But, yeah, we are happy. I'm very happy. I'm blessed. I got you guys. I'm like extra happy with her because, she pushes me to do shit that I wouldn't do without her. Like this podcast, I probably would have still been making excuses. If you have any doubt in your mind about doing something, just fucking do it. Like, I was making so many excuses about this thing, and now I'm doing it, and people, I'll get into this in a minute, but yeah, man, I'm very happy with her. If you were a fruit, you would be Michael Jackson. I don't know what that means, but he was very talented on the music side, of course. Do the curtains match the drapes? Well, I'm bald, so yes. I'm going to have no 70s porn bush down there. Although, like, before the last time that I shaved, this might be too personal, but I did let it go a little bit too long. It was like, just a little bit too much. Did you shave your head because you want to be more of a skinhead or because you're secretly a ginger and don't want anyone to know? I'm a ginger. Just kidding. No, I really do have a little bit of, like, you could tell if, you look at my beard in the sun when I grow a beard out or, like, any kind of facial hair that I do have a little bit of red hair on my face. It's like a brownish red. It's not, like, full-blown ginger, but, hey, there ain't nothing wrong with gingers. Yo, man, you're not the only one confused about life. It'll happen when it will, bro. Keep your head up. It'll happen when it will, bro. Keep your head up. That's the truth. That is, man, that's the beauty of life, isn't it? That you don't really know when shit's going to happen, that you just got to keep going and keep pushing. life was a video game, think of life as a video game. If it was, everything was perfect, it wouldn't be a video game. Or a movie. Think of your life as a movie. Joe Rogan has a great, it's just a stupid fucking ad. But, be the hero of your own movie. And, he's basically saying, like, if your life was a movie, and you were the star of it, be the hero. apologize. Still got this cough. I'm getting over it though. Your life is a movie and you're the hero. Do what the hero would do in your movie and just fucking do it. I'm not saying flying or something. But yeah. I know it'll happen. It just gets discouraging sometimes. And that's life. Ups and downs and twists and turns. And the good and the bad, yin and the... I like the idea of, like, yin and yang. Like, for every good part, there's a bad part, or equally. Like, it's got to all balance each other out, so... I'm a believer in all that stuff, so... But I do appreciate that when people say shit like that. How does it feel to be known as Parma's biggest man whore? Okay. That... That's not true. Obviously, this person doesn't know Parma. In Parma, the streets are all loaded with potholes. No one takes birth control. That's the truth. You like those beautiful pipes of mine? Yeah. I'm white. What do I do? Here's the thing. When you're white... I'm going to encourage you to just be white. You're not going to be able to change yourself. Don't go turn into a woman or a man. Just be happy with yourself. Enjoy some white privilege. People like to say that, right? White privilege. Look, now that I said white privilege, I want to address that. Do other, like, ethnicities just think that all white people are, like, perfect? If so, thank you, but you're false. Like, there's days when we wake up and we hate life. You just don't want to do it. We're working shitty jobs. We're not, like, do they think we're always happy or something? Because if that was the case, that would be wonderful. Look, I know there's bigger issues, but I'm just... It's a fucking joke. Relax, okay? You guys all want to get so sensitive, be so sensitive, and there's no point in it. We all got to laugh a little bit more, smile a little bit more. Man, oh man, I just, after this run today, I am just in a great mood. I encourage you to go out and just be a part of nature. Go touch a tree or something. I don't know. Man, you're actually hilarious. Thank you. I like to think so, too. A lot of people don't think that I'm that funny, but I appreciate that. I really do. Keep doing your thing, man. Let the people hate. Yeah, people are going to hate you regardless. People are going to hate you if you're doing the right stuff. People are going to hate you if you're doing the wrong stuff, rightfully so. But, yeah, dude, people want to see you good, but never better. And when you go and do something, when you take a risk on something, people instantly want to shoot that down, shoot your risk down. They want to, if like people like poke fun at something that you do, don't keep that person in your life. Get rid of them. That's toxic. That's going to be toxic in your body. Because if you're like... Just even with relationships, if you're around somebody all the time that's negative, 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 it's going to rub off on you. I don't care how positive you are. I've had it before with girlfriends or friends that, like, just the negativity eventually starts to eat away at you. And you gotta really just surround yourself with people that truly care about you. And that's what I'm starting to do. Like, 23 years, I'm just starting to do that. Feels great, though. It really does. Ever done anal? I've tried. Not for me. I'm just going to leave that at that. Have you ever been in love? Advice for keeping your girlfriend happy. Ooh. Yeah, I have been in love. But... I'm assuming you just mean as far as a girl. Yeah, I've been in love. I'm in love right now. Advice for keeping them happy? Boy. There's so many things to keep your girlfriend happy. If you text her, you know she's sleeping, send her something cute. Send her a text that says, like, look, babe, I know you're sleeping, but I just want you to know that I'm thinking about you and I love you. That will make her day for the rest of the day, like when she wakes up. Or buy her a fucking double cheeseburger or a veggie. My girl's vegetarian. If I buy her a veggie burger or some pita pit, like vegetarian shit, it's like $5 and her day is made. Or there's just so much shit you can do. Do shit for them that you know would make you happy. And that doesn't always involve buying something. You could, if you make a card, look, I know my girlfriend, and if I was at the point where all I could afford to do was take a piece of construction paper and, like, write a note out, I think she would actually enjoy that more than if I bought her a card. It depends on if you have somebody that's grateful, too. If your girlfriend's grateful, it's so easy to make them happy. And if they're not grateful, think about if you actually want to be with somebody like that, because it's not going to change. I've been there, trust me. So yeah, there's that. Dude, love you. Keep killing it, bro. Fucking love you too, man. I love all you guys. If you guys are listening, I really do love you. You guys are like, I don't know. I hope we get I hope that this thing gets big enough that we have like our own little community and people talk to other people and they start conversing with one another. They start talking more, asking me more things. Anything I could do to help you guys or make you smile a little bit, even if it's listen to this podcast for an hour or whatever, however long these things are, I just appreciate it. And I appreciate you guys. Thank you, though. Your girl is cute. How did you get her? I ask myself that every single day, friend. I don't know. I think you were trying to insult me, but I don't take it as an insult because I know what I got is good. So, thank you. Warriors still blew a 3-1 lead. That's funny. It's very true, too. But I like how, even though the Warriors blew the 3-1 lead, you guys know that our Indians blew a 3-1 lead, too, but we just, like, put that to the side. No one even says shit to us, either. I think because no one expected us to be in the, in the World Series. So I guess that makes sense, but, yeah, the Warriors still blew a 3-1 lead. And whenever you don't know what to say or if you want to make somebody laugh, just say, you guys remember when the Warriors blew a 3-1 lead? I'm sure one person listening to this at least smiled or smiled in their head. I don't know. Your girl got DSL. Okay. If you don't know what DSL is, it's dick sucking lips. And, yeah, I know she does. So, thank you. Back to, your guys' positivity. I had a conversation with somebody the other day, and they were telling me that they enjoy my podcast. And it really made my day. Look, I get a lot of hate. I told you guys this before. I get hate for this thing. But it really doesn't bother me that much. Because I could have 5 people, 10 people tell me that they hate it. But if I have 1 or 2 people be like, yeah, it's actually really good. I have one buddy tell me, he's like, dude, it was way better than I thought it was going to be. That shit, that's all I need to keep going. But yeah, she was like, no matter what I talk about, that, she'll find it interesting. And I was like, wow, that's really cool. Thank you. And then she made a good point. She's like, if people keep listening, they're going to get a feeling for who I am. And then people are going to continue to listen. Or if for some reason you guys are feeling extra gracious and you tell somebody about my podcast and then they start listening and they enjoy it. And yeah, man, I'm having a good time with this. And I'm glad you guys are too. But yeah, so there's that. UFC 214 just happened. And this card completely delivered. In my opinion. So I thought Manuel was going to win. against Uzdemir, and I thought if somebody was going to get knocked out, it would be Uzdemir. Apparently, that's how you say his name. Not Ozdemir, Ozdemir. Uzdemir. Dude, Uzdemir knocked out Jimmy Manoa in like 22 seconds. It was so beautiful. It was perfect. People were like talking. There was some kind of hate for this card, and it was just absurd because it was mainly about the Tyron Woodley fight. I'll get into it though. Cowboy and Robbie Lawler. Cowboy lost in a decision. So that one, I had round one going to Lawler just because of how he started that off, and then it kind of just stayed the way it was. Round two, I gave it to Cowboy. And round three was a toss-up. If anything, though, I would have gave it to Lawler just because he was, like, pushing the whole time. Not really. He was forcing Cowboy to take shots that Cowboy didn't really want to take, but he was just pressing so much that there wasn't much that he could do. I don't really know where Cowboy goes from here. That's two losses in a row after he was just on a tear, which sucks because if you listen to the last one, you guys know that I really, really enjoy Cowboy. But I don't dislike Lawler. I just like Cowboy a lot. But, yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Cyborg KO'd, stopped that, Evinger. Evinger was taking shots, man. She wasn't being, like, a pussy about it either. And that makes me wonder if other girls now are going to have motivation to take on, like, a Chris Cyborg. I hope so. I hope she gets some good fights. But, yeah, I mean, that one, we knew what was going to happen with that fight. But, yeah, Cyborg's now the champ, and she fucking deserves it. That girl's been through so much shit. So much, like, cyberbullying and the UFC not treating her right, and now she's finally got that belt. I'm happy for her. So the Tyron Woodley fight's next. He won by decision, and people said it was boring because of how he had... Look, if Woodley would have went to the ground, he would have lost. So he stopped every single one of Maya's takedown attempts. There was like 23 or 24 or something. So, yeah, it looked boring, but Woodley did exactly what he needed to do. He did enough to win a round and then stopped every one of Maya's takedown attempts and kind of just let the rounds end. He won every single round. There wasn't a round that he did it perfectly, and people wanted to hate on it, but it doesn't make sense to me because he did exactly what he had to fucking do. Who's next for him? I'm not sure. Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, I really don't know. Then the DC Jones fight. This fight fucking delivered. Jones won in the third round. They had to stop it. So there was no controversy about this. I thought, if anything, they could have ended it a little bit earlier, but in a title fight like this, with these two fucking monsters, I would rather have them let it go two or three extra punches than have people say, oh, well, they stopped it early, because, you know, there's all those people that are going to say that. But no, they gave DC his chance to defend himself. He didn't. That's it. DC was, like, super upset after this fight, and I'll get into more about, like, the after-the-fight thing in a second. Actually, I mean, we'll do it right now. So, he was crying, rightfully so, obviously, and Joe Rogan interviewed him, but he said, he's like, I don't like interviewing people after the fight, but... He interviewed him anyway. and then posted on Instagram, "My apologies to DC and everyone else upset at me for interviewing him after the fight. In all honesty, I was kind of in shock and didn't think I realized what I was doing until I had a mic in my hand and I was talking to him. I said that I don't want to interview fighters after they've been KO'd, and then I did it to someone I care a great deal about. It was 100% my fuck up and no one pressured me to do it. I posted a series of tweets on Twitter, blah, blah, blah. So I thought the right thing to do was post on Instagram. I was beating myself up about it all night, and whenever something like this happens, it's always my sincere intention to apologize and express my honest feelings. It'll never happen again." So, it's not, I don't think it's Joe's fault that he interviewed the fight. I don't think, because, well, I mean, it is his fault, but he realized that he shouldn't have did it. And it was kind of like heat of the moment. It was a fucking great fight. I mean, as far as John Jones, it's a huge story too. So I get it that he got caught up in it. So, and DC knows that Joe's not going to do anything intentionally to make him look bad. Those guys are good buddies. They commentate together. So I don't think it's that. I think him posting the apology on social media, I think that clears everything up. In all honesty, like, I think you're good. He's not going to listen to this podcast, but if he did, I would say, Joe, you're good, dude. Everybody knows that you aren't you don't have a malicious or not malicious. You don't have like a negative. I can't think of the word I'm thinking of or thinking, but you don't have any negative intentions. So, you're fine. Hands down, by the way, John Jones is the best pound-for-pound fighter after this fight. He put that question to sleep. He is the greatest of all time. He had almost no ring rust. He had control basically the entire fight. You gotta wonder, though, too, if DC had 1 foot in, 1 foot out, because he has been commentating the whole time. It's like he's been waiting for this John Jones fight forever, and, I mean, it didn't go the way he wanted. Joe asked him about, like, what's this do for the rivalry, and DC was just like, man, he was so upset. It hurt to see him that upset. I wanted John Jones to win, but I was very upset after seeing him in that shape after the fight. It kind of did hurt. But yeah, he asked him about the rivalry. And DC was like, man, we fought two times and he won both times. He's like, I don't think that's a rivalry. He won. Then John Jones was talking about all the people that hated him, that he loves them too, blah, blah, blah. Then he said, Brock Lesnar, if you want to know what it's like to get your ass kicked by a guy 40 pounds lighter than you, talk to me or something. Drops the mic, walks off the ring. For sure don't do that, John. He's a big guy. He's gonna eat you alive. Then Brock Lesnar was like, be careful what you wish for, young man, or something. Look, I don't want that fight. It's gonna happen, though. I think it's gonna happen because it's a fucking huge draw. People are talking about Gustafson. Gustafson is the better fight matchup, like, for fans. But as far as a draw, now I forget what their company is that owns the UFC. But they want the draw, and that's Lesnar and John Jones. That's like, depending on who else they put on that card. Can you imagine the fucking magnitude of that? Wow. Bisping, GSP, That fight's back on UFC 217. I think it's like November, December. Yeah, I don't know. More sports news. So, actually more Cavs news. Kyrie was at like a wedding. At Harrison Barnes' wedding, the Warriors guy. Or I don't even know if he's still a Warrior. I don't know what's going on with them. I try not to pay attention to their roster because it just upsets me. Because it's a like 17-headed beast, 16-headed beast that just cannot be slayed. So Curry was like mocking it. To me, it looked like he was mocking the way that LeBron like dances when he's in the gym. And everybody's like around him, like laughing. Guess who else is in the background laughing? Kyrie motherfucking Irving. Why is he at the Warriors guy? I'm not even going to say that because, I mean, I get it. They're friends off the court. But, he's like egging Curry on to keep doing the dance. And it's like he's just trying to burn every single bridge that he has in Cleveland. And I don't know where the Cavs go from here. I really don't. We might be in trouble, y'all. Anyway, I don't want to get upset about this. So, yesterday was Sunday, and hashtag fake back to school fix was trending. Actually, before I get into this, can I just tell you guys that I have been on a bender, a real life bender of watching The Office. So there's like a couple shows that I'll watch anytime they're on. That's Family Guy. I think Seth MacFarlane is a genius. Pretty much anything he does is hilarious. And look, here's the thing about Seth MacFarlane. He doesn't care who you are. He's going to make fun of you. I've heard people talk about, like, Family Guy is, like, way too liberal or whatever they say. And they're like, I don't like his politic views. If you can't laugh, if you're taking a fucking cartoon that serious, here's what you got to do. Close your eyes right now. Take a couple deep breaths. And remember that it's a cartoon. I laugh at shit about liberals all of the time. Yeah, I'm liberal, whatever. I don't take it too serious. I'm not balls deep into politics like a lot of people are. Because I don't... I think it's kind of a big... not like conspiracy, but I think it's stupid. I think the idea of one person being in charge of 300 million people or however many people are in the U.S. I think it's like 300 million. I think that's fucking absurd. Insane. That is insane in the membrane. One person in charge of all of us? What the fuck? That is so ancient. I feel like that is, like, trickled down from, like, when tribes were, like, had, like, 150 people and there was one person that was in charge of them. I feel like that's what that was like. And now one person's in charge of the whole United States. Are you fucking kidding me? That is completely insane. Anyway, I don't know how I got to that from Seth MacFarlane. Right? But yeah, Seth MacFarlane, I think he's a genius. And then, what other shows? Oh, Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I recently got into this. I've been missing out for a while on that one. Great show. It's hilarious. And they're like another group that'll make fun of whatever. They're like, they'll go from like churches to like making fun of cops, making fun of gays. They don't give a shit. White people, they don't care. It's not like They're not just, like, not making fun of white people, people. So go watch that. There was one episode where they turned into, like, black people. They were, like, living life as if they were still white people, but it was a comedy, so it's obviously funny. I'm not... See, that's weird. Whenever I say something about, like, black and white, I feel like I have to justify myself, even though I'm joking on a podcast, and I don't think life should be that way. That actually kind of upsets me, that I feel the need to justify myself for making a fucking joke. From now on, no more justifying. I was going to say justifying and then justification, and it just turned into justify. No more justify. What else will I watch? Oh, yeah, The Office. Or, like, any of those survival shows. I fucking love those shows. Or Shark Week. I'm not big into reality shows. I like watching them, though, sometimes, just because it makes me remember that shit's okay. But The Office, dude, it is so brilliant. I just, I would love if you guys watch The Office or just let me know what you think of The Office. Yeah. Today at work, I watched The Office on break. I watched 4 episodes. It was great. It was a great break. Anyway, these fake back-to-school facts. One of them was the protractor will be used regularly. Do you remember in, like, I don't even know what grade it was that we started having to have those. 7th, maybe? The fucking protractor that we used, I don't know, maybe once a year at most. But they're like, yo, you need this. And then protractors. I don't even know what you use a protractor for. I'm going to be dead honest. If we have any protractor experts out there, please reach out to me. My email is johnthozeski@yahoo.com. I love some literature on protractors. Being held back means that your teachers don't want to say goodbye to you. And if that's not the truth, then I don't know what all my friends got held back for. Just kidding. I don't really know anybody that got held back. I know people that didn't graduate. For sure, go graduate or get your GED. hashtag Parma. Anyway, teachers place bets on what kids will pass. Yeah, I'm gonna take James at the 6-1 odds. Or like. I'm going to take Dewey at the, he's got 11-1 odds. Yeah, I'm going to take him. I like that. Teachers place bets on what kids will pass. Dude, how funny would that be? Or like the gym teachers, you know how there's always 2 and like they pick their teams. Imagine if the whole time they're like just super crazy gamblers and they're just drafting teams. They're just drafting teams so that they win. or when, like, the kids pick the teams and then the gym teachers just bet. They're like, yeah, I want Tommy's team. And he's like, yeah, well, I don't know. Billy's looking real promising today. He took Rachel. That's the one girl that just owns in kickball. If you eat crayons, you'll poop colors. Now, you might be thinking, John, did you eat crayons to poop colors? The short answer is yes, because the red ones taste the best. No, but real talk. In, like, elementary school, you know when you got, like, that big-ass fucking, that 64-pack of crayons? Look, I never got it because I only got, like, the 48-pack or the 24-pack. But, like, some kids would have, like, the big one. And there was that one crayon that was called mac and cheese. Yeah, I might have taken a bite of that mac and cheese crayon in elementary school. Fucking sue me, okay? Little wax never hurt anybody. I didn't hurt anybody. But I ate a crayon before. It's not a high point of my life. Speaking of elementary school, I'll tell you after the next three. Mommy and Daddy will miss you. What a fucking lie that is. Mommy and Daddy will miss you. I'm calling bullshit on that one. They just had to spend all summer with your bitch ass. Now you're going to school. Mommy and Daddy are gonna, they're gonna bust. Daddy's gonna go take Mommy in the bedroom and bust. I mean, damn straight, when I have kids and they're going to school, when they go to school, I'm taking Mommy. So kids, my future kids, you're not going to want to listen to this, because I'm taking Mommy into the bedroom, and I'm going to bust. Basic calculator is all you need. Ugh, how gross is that comment? Or when the teachers were, remember when teachers would be like, you need to learn how to do this in your head because you're not going to have a calculator in your hand. What's a smartphone? It's a calculator. I could go to it right now. I could do whatever you want me to do. So that was a lie that teachers told kids. Kids enjoy the reminder of days left on summer break. So, don't tell your kids. Until there's like a week left, be like, are you ready to go to school in a week? They're going to be like, oh, I hate my life. But here's the thing. Sometimes school is good. Sometimes it's not. They might get picked on. Tell them to fight back. Tell them to punch the bully in the nuts so that he can't. tell him to punch that big O'Doyle fella right in the nuts so he can't bust. But yeah, true story. So I have two scars like on my forehead. They're not huge, but they're like, if you look at them, you could see them. First one was when I was a baby. My mom didn't know where I was. She opened the car door, hit me in the face. Yeah. The second one happened in, I want to say fifth, maybe fourth. Here's the thing. Elementary school, I was a little bit chubby. By a little bit, I mean I was the fat kid. Not the fat kid, but I wasn't the ripped kid that all the little girls were. I wasn't dating girls for weeks. Remember when you would be like, look, that's my girlfriend. And then you would be like, a week later, that's my girlfriend. I love her. But anyway, recess. I'm running. We're playing tag. They come after me first because I'm not the fastest. So I'm running, hauling ass. At this time, I had hair, longer hair. So I'm running. My hair is blowing in the wind, right? I'm like, man, this motherfucker ain't going to catch me. So I'm looking back at him, make sure the distance is still there. The distance, I'm fine on distance. But we're playing on the kickball field of my elementary school. And there's one of those backstops, you know, so that the ball doesn't keep rolling, or foul balls when you're playing baseball don't pop up and go backwards. Well, chubby little Johnny, looking back, make sure I don't get tagged, turn around, there's a pole there. Bust my face. And so I'm embarrassed. If anything, I'm laughing it off, right? I start thinking I'm sweating. I'm like, man, I am embarrassed. I'm sweating. I wasn't sweating. Blood's dripping down my face. I'm like holding my head, go over to like the what were they called? Noonades? The Noonade. I walked over to her. I'm like, yeah, I gotta go to the nurse. She's like, why? Pull my hand away. She's like, oh my God, go. you call him mom, whatever. So yeah, that happened. Fun facts of the day is that art and meditation, like doing art and doing meditation, change the way that your brain, like your brain thinks, and it will lower your anxiety. And these are like studies. So again, download Headspace. This isn't an advertisement. Like, I still, like, I have to pay for this. But download Headspace. You're going to get, like, the free trial. There's stuff that you could do for free, and it's fucking fantastic. And just fucking try it. They're, like, 3 to 5 minutes each. And the more you do it, the better at meditation you become. And your outlook on life is just a little bit better. For, like, example, the other day I meditated after I went for, okay, so I went for a hike, or no, I went for a run, came home, meditated, and I was listening to, like, reggae on my way to see JC, and I looked in my rearview mirror and saw the sun going down, so literally turned my car around, pulled over to the side of the road, waited till there was no cars coming, went into the middle of the road and took a picture of the sunset just because I was just appreciating life. I was like, it was so beautiful. And some, it's weird that, like, when you start noticing nature, that you, life's just a little bit better. Even if it's like a micro fraction of better. When you appreciate, like, really little things in life, your life is a lot better. It's so weird. Life is so weird. Flirting is more efficient when it's sunny. I'm assuming that's because the vitamin D, and, I mean, when it's sunny out, you're in a better mood, so girls will probably be more attuned to flirt back, you know? That, I mean, it makes sense versus if you go up to it, okay, you're looking at a beautiful sunset or it's a beautiful day, not too hot, there's a light breeze, you go up to a girl, you say, hey, I just want you to know that you are beautiful. She's probably going to smile, you know, whatever, giggle. If you go up to a girl and it's fucking cold, rainy, cloudy, no sun, and you're like, yeah, I just want you to know that you're beautiful. Actually, I think, I don't know, she might appreciate that more, because she's having a shitty day, probably. I don't know, guys, try it out. Listening to music is one of the few activities that uses your entire brain. You know how they say people use, like, 10% of their brain, or 15, whatever it is. When you listen to music, it uses your whole brain. And I believe this 100%. I've been to, what, 4 concerts in my life? I know I'm slacking. 2 of them were the Chainsmokers, which were the most incredible experiences of my life. And I was sober. That's another crazy thing. I went, well, one was. The other one, I ate like half a brownie. And that one was really beautiful. But the first one I went to, was I go down to North Carolina once a year to see my uncle. And we go to this bar crawl. There's a whole thing. I could talk forever about it. But it's a bar crawl on Halloween. My birthday is October 20th. So he goes, hey, happy birthday. Like, we're going to see the Chainsmokers. I'm like, cool, that's awesome. Man, the lights, the atmosphere, it was indescribable. I got goosebumps right now thinking about how good of a show that was. And that was my first concert. I was like, what else is like this? And he's like, nothing. Like, good luck matching this. The other 2 concerts were with JC, she took, well, we both got tickets to go see Chance the Rapper. That was a great show. And then she fucking bought me tickets to go see Future and Migos, which was fucking lit. My one buddy told me, he said, don't waste your time on Future. I don't know what the fuck Future show he saw, because Future was nuts. It was great. I loved it. Like I said, he's rapping about, like, Molly Percocet, you know? Everybody's jumping up and down. The thing about concerts, too, is, like, at least from my few experiences, is everybody's in a good mood. If you go to a concert and you're, like, a shitty person and you're a cunty person and you, like, shoot the place up, you are a fucking twat. I hate you. Concerts are beautiful things, man. I would love to go to a reggae concert, just get freaking baked, and just love life. But, yeah, I might do a whole segment on my podcast experiences, because the Chance concert was rainy, cold. I ate too much of a brownie. JC hated me. Oh, man, she hated me. That was the story. And then what else we got? Okay, so 20% of Starbucks customers visit 16 or more times a month, and 100% of that 20% are white girls. Look, I enjoy coffee. But the more coffee places I go to, especially those, if you go to a coffee place and they're selling art, fucking buy coffee and a piece of art. The coffee places, I've only been to two, but they are 10 out of 10s. If they sell art there, like local artists, their coffee is fucking good. but the more that I do go to like smaller places, the more I realize how bad the big chains are. Dunkin' Donuts would used to be my place. They're not really that good. And like, for some reason, if you get a hot coffee at Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks, it is absurdly hot. Like, it will fucking burn your mouth forever. You will never recover, I promise. But for real. Yeah, I just like the 100% of white girls joke. I put that in there. That wasn't one of the facts. But it's for real. 100% of that 20% of Starbucks customers are white girls. 30% of people get their news from Facebook. That is a fun little fact. I mean, I do. I either get it from Facebook or Twitter, or actually, I have this news app. I think everybody has it, if you have an iPhone at least. And you could go look at whatever you want. It's like tailored to you. So I have like a big issue with the news stations that only talk about negative shit or like murders, robberies. I have a big issue with that because I don't, especially people that watch that first thing in the morning. And it's going to ruin your day for the rest of the day. It's not going to ruin it, but it's not the way that I would like to start my day. I would like to start my day looking at some type of sports news. I don't really actually look at news until maybe 10 o'clock. I like starting my day off with a podcast, listening to a podcast, like a Duncan Trussell podcast. Probably one of the most interesting people in the world. And that is not an understatement. The dude, the way that he thinks about life is so beautiful. Him, Aubrey Marcus, Joe Rogan, Bill Burr, Ari Shaffir, Joey Diaz, you cocksuckers. Fucking cocksuckers. These guys are Russell Brand. These guys are people that, man, if you have an idea of like, if you want to expand the way you think, if you're like one of those people that like to change the way you think about different things or learn different things, I would encourage you to listen to any of those guys. But yeah, man. Again, having a great time doing this. You guys voted. My next podcast or two podcasts. The next one is going to be, not the next one, but within the next two, I'm going to try to break up different things about weed, like hemp. Not even just like, oh yeah, you smoke it, you get fried, whatever. Like the actual benefits of it. I might bring somebody on for that. And then I'm going to talk about those concert experiences. And then also, let me go to my notes real quick. I took some notes today because I want to talk about life, nature, dreaming, just the fact that we're here. And then also I want to talk about life and just love. Life and love. Enjoy, like, all I'm going to say about it on this one, and this is how I'll end this, is don't be scared to love something because it's temporary. The temporary part of this is what makes it beautiful. You appreciate life or loving something. Like, you appreciate, if you had a dog and he lived forever, you'd love him. But I think part of, like, having a dog or an animal, a plant, is knowing that it's not going to be around forever and that it will die. But you just have to, don't push something away. Don't push away a relationship because you're scared to get hurt. Fucking embrace that shit. Because that's the whole point, is you're doing it for the good times, not, you don't start a game just to quit. So just think about that a little bit. I'm going to do a whole podcast on it. I think a whole episode. This, I think, is my longest solo one. 52 minutes. But yeah, guys, have a great night. Have a great day. I love you. You guys are beautiful. We're all beautiful creatures just living this life. Man, this run got me in a great mood today. Go run in the woods today. Go walk in the woods. Do your thing. Until next time, y'all. Peace.